Good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Michael Patrick.
And I'm Paige Hake.
And we'll be your career gurus for this appallingly excellent episode of
Career Chat.
Amanda Milbourne is a Miami University alumni from the class of 2007 with a bachelor's in marketing and psychology. And you can glean from Amanda's resume she's been a worker her entire life. While at Miami, Amanda worked at Harris Dining Hall. Then she interned at Macy's in sales management.
After graduating, Amanda worked for Abercrombie & Fitch as an associate allocator, where she managed inventory, analyzed business trends, and planned inventory requirements. She then moved to a position with a marketing firm, where she communicated and coordinated both account program details as well as ensured timely implementation of programming to maximize sales.
So Amanda's a worker, and she chose to leave her current position to find work more fulfilling. So we asked Amanda about her choice to leave her employer.
And we asked if she felt as though she should have waited until she were a bit more financially secure before making this move.
My biggest concern or fear throughout this process has really been flirting with the idea of, am I a failure? I think me, personally, I know that I'm not. I know everything that makes me who I am, and I know the reasons why I made this decision in the first place. And I've always been somebody who says, you know, I make decisions for myself. I don't do things because I care what other people think. But at the end of the day, when you're in a position like this, you do feel kind of vulnerable, and you care what people think. You know, I want to make my parents proud. I want to have a lot of, you know, I have people who look up to me, and I want to be a role model in their eyes. And when I don't feel so great about myself, I guess that's really what it comes down to, me wondering if I'm a failure and what other people think about what I'm doing. I usually feel really proud of what I did because I don't think a lot of people take the risk that I did. I think that you have to take risk in order to get where you ultimately want to go and be happy and be successful. But at the same time, most people aren't willing to do that. So I don't think a lot of people understand it. So really, I think it's just a battle of me knowing that I'm not a failure and kind of flirting with the idea that maybe people think you might be a failure when really you're not.
And what about that bit concerning financial security?
It's easy for me to say now that I should have, just because a decision that I did not make based on financial factors initially, I had to back away from completely based on financial factors. I think that gets tricky. But really, at the end of the day, I really haven't felt in a financially secure position since I left, you know, Miami, since I graduated. So I don't know that that's ever going to change. I hope it does, but I don't know that it ever will. So, you know, I have student loans. I pay my own bills. I do all of that myself. So maybe that's not something that will ever change. And, you know, tomorrow's no guarantee. So that's risky. And a lot of people might think it's crazy, but it's easy to say that maybe I should have, because then maybe I wouldn't be in the position that I am now. I guess every decision that I make gets me to where I am now, and I can't imagine not being in this position, as challenging as it is.
So, one of Amanda's main concerns was how others would perceive her actions as a failure. So, to better understand this, we asked her how she would define success.
To me, success really has nothing to do with a career. I think that's usually how it gets defined, but for me, it has nothing to do with that. I guess for me, I'm looking for a career that implements what my view of success is. And for me, it's really just having a positive impact on the world. And if I can be a role model for somebody, if I can make somebody's day a little bit different, if I can leave the world a little bit better than what it was when I came into it, then maybe I did something right. For me, I guess being successful in my career, to define that, is just that I'm in something I'm happy to be doing every day. I have the opportunity to make a difference, to have a positive impact, and to really just be happy. I think life's too short to not be happy doing what you're doing. I think I grew up and people's careers were always jobs and they weren't happy doing what they were doing. And I know right now with the economy that maybe people don't have the luxury for it to be that, but I also think that it's attitude and it's about choices. I feel successful right now, not knowing what I'm going to be doing, or, you know, not knowing how I'm going to pay my bills, things like that. I guess I just feel successful because I'm happy and because I'm taking action for what I'm doing with my life. Whether they work out or not, I'm doing something about it.
Looking back on our decisions, we often wonder if there was something we could have done differently. If only I had chosen a different major. If only I had studied a bit harder for that test. So we asked Amanda if she had any regrets regarding this choice.
Even on days now where I struggle with not having a clue what I'm doing or some days are harder than others, I think the thing that gets me through it is that I know that I have no regrets about any of the decisions that I made. I feel confident that I made the right decision. I know, I think that almost sounds crazy, and sometimes I think that I'm crazy myself, but I felt confident when I made the decision to leave Abercrombie. I knew why I was doing it, and I knew what I was going towards. I felt great about Lululemon being a fit. I felt great about turning down the offer with Brooks. Because I felt great about all those decisions when I made them, just because the variables have changed now doesn't mean I'm going to go back and change the way I look at all of that. I think it's more of a looking towards the future now and not a dwelling on the past thing. I think it might not have worked out now, but I definitely think I'm on the right path towards success and towards getting to where I'm ultimately meant to be, towards what that good fit is. I have no idea what that is. I can't tell you, you know, what the next couple months are going to look like, but I definitely, it feels right, and I feel like I'm on the right path.
So Amanda was Indiana Jonesing her way through the jobscape. What we'd like to discover was what exactly was Amanda's most significant takeaway from her journey thus far.
One of my most significant takeaways from this whole process has been that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to put yourself in a position that is terrifying, that you maybe haven't been in before. I've always been somebody who really had, like, feels like I have it all together. I have things organized. I know what that next step is going to be, and I know how I'm going to get there. In this last role that I took on, I think just the fact that it was a very entrepreneurial role, I learned a lot about being vulnerable and putting myself out there and not being afraid to ask for help and things like that. For me this time, I chose to transition myself out of this last career move because I decided it was what was best for me. But for the first time in my life, I have no idea what the next steps are. So I've never been in a more vulnerable position in my life, and I think that's okay. I think sometimes that's how you learn the most. I think it's important to remember that you can surround yourself with people who are willing to help. And even though you might be concerned about people judging you because you do feel so vulnerable, they really don't. I think something that I have found that I'm surprised about is that people who looked up to me before look up to me even more. So my most important piece of advice to give to others, somebody was going to come to me and have the conversation that I had with so many people before I made this career jump, I asked myself that when I was making the jump. Like, what if I was coming to me asking myself this question? And even now, looking back on it, it's still an easy one for me. I think I would encourage them to do it. Not only to just do it and go with it, but to be fearless in the process. I think that's something that I've learned, is that we can be kind of our own worst critics in everything that we do, and we can be the people who hold ourselves back from doing the things that we want to do. We can come up with these amazing ideas and have all these great things we believe that maybe we could accomplish, but then we're the ones who hinder ourselves. A lot of times we think it's other people, but at the end of the day, we're the ones who get to choose what we do. And we're the ones oftentimes who choose that we're not going to do it. So I think being fearless and not being afraid to make that decision and to stick with that decision and to get through the challenges as they happen, because they will happen. But I think it's important to know that challenges are going to happen and that things are going to be difficult, but to know that just because it's a challenge, it's not a bad thing. I've learned that challenges are amazing. I learn more from challenges in my life than I do from anything else. You know, when you're challenged in sports, your career, and anything, you grow. And I think as long as you're fearless in the process, there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, you know your own potential. You know that you face something. The worst thing that's going to happen is that you fail. And that's also something that I've learned from all of this, is that, you know, I used to think that failure was a bad thing, but I look at it a lot differently now. I see failure as something that is necessary in achieving success and to truly being the best that you can be. And I mean, as long as you're learning along the way and you're embracing everything that you do, I think you'll ultimately get where you want to go. And I think you'll even surprise yourself and get a little bit further.
So that's Amanda's story. And the one thing we've learned on Career Chat is that on a long enough timeline, all stories have a happy ending. So we'd like to end this episode reading an email we recently received from Amanda. As far as my current status, I accepted an opportunity with the Illinois Institute of Art in Chicago. I hope you received my thank you note. I have relocated to the Chicago area and I started in my new role in early May. I'm certainly still learning a great deal about myself, my goals, and what I truly want out of life. For now, I'm really focusing on getting established and getting back on my feet financially following the transition of the last few months.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. We'd like to offer a warm yet audibly obscured welcome to Paige Hake, who will serve as co-host, co-producer, co-editor, co-post-producer, co-writer, and collateral damage for the time being, or at least as long as she's capable of tolerating my shenanigans.